Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray Williams. And y'all know we've been having special guests on here, and I have to bring you guys someone else who is so amazing. I met her on Threads, and
Yay.
yes, so I'm gonna let you introduce yourself.
Okay. Hi, everybody. My name is Destiny, Destiny McCoy to be exact, and I am a certified makeup artist in Baltimore, Maryland. I am a mom of three, a wife, a paralegal, a lot of things. But I have a business called Faith and Beauty where I am a makeup artist, but I'm also kind of transitioning into trying to build a community of moms who are trying to reclaim their time and learning how to have self-care and not lose themselves in motherhood. So yeah.
Yes, thank you for that amazing introduction, y'all. And if you could see her, that's why y'all gotta follow her. I'm gonna put her just threads and Instagram below. But if y'all see her makeup be on point, y'all. Okay. So if you need
Thank
some
you.
tips, go ahead and follow her. And I just love that you introduce yourself with multiple roles. So you don't box yourself in because you're like, I'm not just a mom, and I love that. And my question for you is, what inspired you to still do like makeup, start your own business, and you're a paralegal? Like, girl, you got it going on. So what inspired you to do all those things?
Oh, wow. I'll try to sum it up.
Okay.
I started at a makeup counter before I got married and had kids. So I was still in college. I was working at Macy's at one of the counters, and I genuinely loved it. But my mom taught me growing up that makeup was supposed to naturally enhance your beauty, not cover it up. So that's what I was used to doing, more like what we call now the soft glam kind of look. And the team that I was with did not necessarily like that. They were more of the full glam girls. And for the longest time, it discouraged me, to be honest. I had the customers who liked it because they felt like I was a little more relatable. But it deterred me. So for the last, I guess 10, 11 years, I was kind of doing it on the low. So I would do mine, I would do my sister's, I would do like family and friends. And then this was all during like now I'm married, now I have kids and one kid, two kid, three kid. And I'm trying to like build my career. We graduated from college and this whole thing. So I kind of pushed it under the rug a little bit. And fast forward to 2020, the year we all internally despise. I had just started a job at a law firm, and I loved it. I thought everything was going well. The pandemic starts, schools are closing down, all these things. They decide to let quite a few of us go. And the reason for me that they told me was, now you can focus on your family. And that tore me up. Like I was genuinely pissed for a long time. I understood that everything happens for a reason, and like I found out there were like a whole lot of other things going on. So like I knew that God moved me for a reason, but for me, I was like, what does my role as mom have to do with my job? Like I couldn't put the two together. So shortly after that, I found out we were pregnant with our son, and we were in the pandemic, we were stuck home, and I was struggling trying to figure out who Destiny was. And so I was sitting at one point just trying to figure out like what have I kind of suppressed, like what of my talents can I tap back into just to try to feel like I'm doing something other than being mom, which at that point I was homeschooling the girls, we had the baby. It was all of these things, but I felt like I was like being overcome with the mom role. And I adore our kids, but I was definitely losing myself. So after some thought and some prayer, the makeup thing came back up. I started doing my own as my own form of self-care and kind of tapping back into like, oh, I am still cute. Okay. I still got it a little bit. And then remembering like, oh wait, I do know how to do this. I was trained to do this. Let me figure out what the next step was. So then I went and did a program, became a certified makeup artist, started the business, and I want to say the end of last year is when the shift happened of I don't want to just keep begging you guys for appointments. I want to actually make an impact and try to encourage moms not to do the same thing that I did. And I said that that was the short version, but
I
I can't figure
love
out how to shorten that
every minute.
story.
No. I loved every minute of that because you were talking about rediscovering yourself like outside of motherhood, and you were discouraged during that time because they were like focused on your family, but it's like you're more than a mom. And I like how you took that time instead of just letting what people tell you, like, oh, I'll just do that. You were like, nope, I'm going to redefine myself. And I love the aspect of like how you get dressed, even when we were all in the house, like you had nowhere to go, but it's just like you putting that on and that makes you feel good. And so I really love that aspect because I know for me too, I'm like, you know, some things, even if you're in the house, like just getting dressed up, putting on a little makeup can go a long way. Like you'll feel productive and you can, you know, I like to walk past the mirror, look at myself, like, girl, look at you.
Yes.
So my thing is, what tip would you give a mom who's struggling right now, who's like, well, I don't know who I am and I don't feel like myself? Like what would you give her advice to where to start?
I would say start small. I feel like we get caught up in the social media aspect of it, where we see these 30-second or less reels of these glammed out looks, and there's 5,000 steps and all these products, and it gets really overwhelming. And I don't want the people that I work with to feel like you have to do all of that. So I definitely encourage you to, I mean, we all have Pinterest, we all save things on social media. So when you see looks that you like, I suggest like saving them and then figuring out like what part of this do I like? Is it her eyebrows? Okay, maybe I should start there. Maybe I should figure out what eyebrow pencil I want. Or maybe I should just start with keeping them tamed. I don't need the brow pencil if that's going to be too much. Or maybe it's just a matter of I'm going to keep them tamed and put on lip gloss. Start somewhere without feeling like I have to have this like full-blown beat and the setting spray, and my makeup doesn't move if I shower, and I can go to the beach and still look the same, and all of this stuff, it just becomes too much. So figuring out where you're comfortable, and stick to it. And then when you feel like you've gotten to a point where I'm like, okay, I can do this consistently and it makes me feel good, maybe add something else and just keep building until you get to that point where you feel like, okay, this is my everyday look and I'm okay with that.
Yes, I agree with that because I used to before you had kids, you could spend all that time sitting down putting your makeup on, but like in the mornings, like the reality is you don't have an hour to sit and put on makeup. So I like that you said start small because I know for me, I try to time myself and be like, okay, girl, you got 5 to 10 minutes depending on what's going on. And I have my staple pieces where I know for me, I like to do my eyebrows. I make sure I put a little foundation, a little highlight. I don't know about all the other stuff, the little powders and all that. You know, I'm still that's why I got to connect with you now because you've been telling me about some products and stuff. But I say, like, just like how you said, start where you are and watch YouTube. Or you, now y'all have somebody you can go follow personally on Instagram. Like, I didn't have that. I was using YouTube. And you know, they be lying on YouTube sometimes. They be skipping some steps.
They do.
And I'm like, okay, my eyebrows don't look like this. So I really like how you said, start small. And one cute thing I have is what products do you like to use?
Oh man.
Like, what's your staple product?
My staple product. There's quite a few of them. Okay. So we talked about eyebrows. So the Morphe pencil I love. I feel like it's reasonable enough because there's others like the Anastasia pencil that's just it's cool, but it's like why do I keep paying for this? And for foundation, the Maybelline Fit Me is really good if you're starting off. You can get it at Target, Walmart, like
I think
it's
I've
really
tried that
simple.
one. Yeah, I think I've tried that one.
And what else? If you're trying to do like a more bougie-ish version, the NARS foundation is really good too. Oh, I'm trying to think.
I
Morphe
used to
is
be a
really good
matte
eyeshadows
girl.
too.
I used to be a makeup girl all day, and then I tried this other product. I can't even think of, I don't know if I'm saying their name correctly, like IL Makeup or something like that. I've been using that stuff, but I like how I've been seeing more stuff about Maybelline Because it's more budget friendly. Like you can just go anywhere and grab it versus like you spending all this money on a product and you'd be like, ugh.
Yes. That's the other reason why I say start small, because listen, my makeup kit is expensive. So I'm trying to keep y'all from having to do the same thing that I have to do. If you need the whole nine, just come to me. But for the everyday stuff, we're going to try to get y'all to a point where you can just pick up things as you're already in Target or the regular stores that we're already in without feeling like you just spent a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, because you can go into the Mac store and spend $300 easily and be like, well, what did I buy?
Right. You can do that in Target, but then it won't be my fault. It'll be other stuff.
Yeah, you know, Target tell you what you need, but I've been getting better, y'all. I'm getting delivered to me. Okay, so now that we talked about how they can implement self-care, and mom, if you're a mom out there and you're listening and you're like, oh, I gotta start, we can even put you a little list, a little staple in the description below, or be sure to follow Destiny because she does some cute makeup tutorials and they're quick. And guess what, y'all? It's friendly, okay? It's budget friendly, it's nothing crazy. And then what about skincare routine? I know it's hard. You know, you put makeup on and then sometimes your face breaks down and stuff. What skin routines would you give advice to?
So the main thing is to wash the makeup off and do not fall asleep in it. I actually recently learned from a connection that I just made. She's an esthetician. I was not aware that using the wipes consistently actually dries your skin out more. So I'll share that with you guys. Because I was like, oh, okay. Like I use my regular routine, but the wipes are the lazy way. And we want to be effective, not necessarily lazy. So micellar water is good with removing makeup. It's also a cleanser and a toner.
What kind of
So
water?
micellar water.
Oh, I have that. Mine is pink. It's the rose water one.
Oh yeah, I like that one. I
Yeah,
like
that's my go-to.
That's really good. That's really good. And also making sure that you understand what your skin type is, so that you're not using products that you actually don't need, or like a lot of people who have oily skin think that they don't need moisturizer when you actually do. So figuring out what your skin type is, you can kind of do some research with that, but even just going to an esthetician and learning, because they usually will tell you, that way you have the professional explanation for what's going on with your skin. And then on the makeup side of that, concealer is just fantastic for moms, because if I don't do anything else, like if I woke up late and I'm rushing to try to get out of here for work, concealer is going to hide all of the things of
So yeah, you need to get
all
some
the fruit.
concealer.
Yeah, but make sure you wash it off. Find the cleansers that are according to your skin type. Using the toner, using sunscreen. Trying to think. Moisturizers. There's a lot of things, but I would definitely say start with your skin type, because I don't want to tell you a generic like routine and then it goes against what your skin type actually is.
Yes, y'all get these notes down because y'all about to go over here and look at my stuff, okay? But yes, I appreciate that because I'm over here too. I always like to look at new skin products or try new things to see what works for my skin. Yeah, I like Aquaphor too. I don't know if I'm supposed to put that on my face, but I like Aquaphor too. That's
We'll
another
talk
thing I like to
about
use. Yes, and then what is something that you do for yourself consistently for self-care?
Oh man. Definitely my makeup. I don't just do it because I'm a makeup artist, but having that time in the morning gives me a chance to think, to listen to music, to just vibe out on my own. And then, like you were saying earlier, I feel like I showed up for the day and I didn't just roll out of bed. So that's my devotional time. So definitely spending time with God, because all of these ideas, motherhood, being a wife, I can't do none of this without God. So definitely taking the time to put him first. And I don't know. Well, I was gonna say I've read a couple of books, but I've gotten really into Audible, because I will start a book and not finish it. But with Audible, I am in love with podcasts. So if I can do a podcast, I can listen to the book. So I've gotten quite a few of them done that way. And just trying to find moments here and there, even if it's just, I'll be back, I'm gonna go take a drive and eating Chick-fil-A in the car, and nobody really knows about it. Nobody is saying, can I
Yeah.
have one?
Yeah, there's nothing like eating by yourself sometimes when it's quiet, but I love that. It's so important to pour into yourself. But my question for you, this personal question for me, how do you stay consistent when you get dressed in the morning?
Discipline, because I don't always want to. I do not always want to. Sometimes I want to stay in the bed longer, especially if it's one of those nights where it was long, somebody's sick, they kept waking up, or my entrepreneur brain won't turn off. So I was up late and now the alarm is going off and I wasn't ready. But I'll say discipline, and also now realizing that you guys are tuned in. So I want you guys to be along for the journey, but also not letting anybody down, because we're all in this together. So I don't want it to be like, oh, I'm telling you guys to do this and I ain't doing it for 2 weeks. But yeah, and keeping my area neat. So sidebar, this room that I'm in right now, actually, when we moved here, I was homeschooling the kids. So I turned this entire room into their playroom, their school room. I mean, there were stickers, there were whiteboards, there was everything, and they wouldn't stay in here.
Oh yeah, homeschool is
They
everywhere around the house. It's not even just one space.
yes, they would take all their toys out in the living room. It drove me insane. So I was like, why are we having this space when you guys won't use it? So that's when I was like, okay, now I'm going to give mommy something that is my space. So keeping this area organized and decorating little by little and just making it feel like my own oasis.
It's like a woman cave.
It is a
Yes.
sheep, a sheep.
Yes. A she cave, a she shed, a she
She
all of
shared, yes.
it. All of that. I love that, especially with homeschooling. Homeschool, I had to learn too. Like it's everywhere around the house. It's not like a traditional where you gotta sit down and do your work.
No.
Like they go wherever they feel like it, and you just be like, all right. Yes. Because last week we had another guest on and she homeschools her two kids. So it's pretty cool. Like a lot of more black moms are talking about homeschooling and I love that.
Yeah.
Because it's not enough conversation around it, but I like it.
It isn't, and I kind of wish when I was doing it that I had reached out to more like other homeschool moms. It was also during the pandemic, so I was in that weird space anyway, but I definitely, now that they are back in school, there I definitely still have moments where I'm like, oh, you guys are going through way more than I like. But at the same time, I have to be like, mommy went back to work for a reason. Mommy went back to work for her, and just try to like make up the time when I'm not at work or doing like business things, and just trying to figure out how to juggle it all so that nobody feels like I just deserted them, I guess.
Most definitely. You have to do what works for your household. Like even though you could try it, and if it's not for you, it's not for you, you know, or if you want to do something different, I mean, I always believe in you can start over as many times as you need to and you will adjust, you will pivot. It's life, so I like
Yeah,
it. How can the
exactly.
moms get in contact with you? If they're like, "Ooh, I love everything this girl's talking about. I need Oh, not girl, this woman, excuse me, God, was talking about, how could they get in touch with you?
So on Instagram, I am, what am I? Faith and Beauty Connect. On Instagram and Threads, and I believe TikTok too, but I'm kind of steering away from TikTok a little bit. It drives me insane. And my brand new website is also Faith and Beauty Connect, and you guys can reach out on there, follow me, send me a DM if you would just want to talk, because I'm really all about building the community now and not just, oh, book me, I have an opening. And I mean, that's part of it, but I really, really want us to, encourage each other.
Yeah,
So,
so
yeah.
true, especially on this journey of wearing multiple different hats and doing what works. You need a village for yourself. You can't just do it by yourself. So
Exactly.
I love that. And y'all, her website is absolutely beautiful. So make sure you check it out.
Oh,
I'm
thank
gonna put
you.
that in the description as well. But I appreciate you coming on. Do you have any last tips or advice for any moms out there before we log off?
Last tips. I guess it would be don't feel like you have to give up. Your world doesn't end when motherhood begins. And there are still ways that you can be an amazing mom, an amazing significant other, and still do you.
Yeah.
And we just have to kind of rebuild society's definition of what mom is, and definitely putting God first, because girl,
Yeah, I don't
me
think
even
I'm
having
on
this conversation would not happen
it. Yeah.
without God.
You
Okay.
cannot do it on your own strength. But guys, thank you
Not
for
at all.
tuning in. Make sure that you like this episode, subscribe, and comment in the comments, y'all. Let people know how good these podcast episodes are. And until next
Yes.
time, I will see you guys then.